Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey everyone, ready to get a little unsettled with me?
Ooh, sounds intriguing.
Yeah, today we're going deep into psychological warfare. Okay. And not just the historical stuff, this is relevant stuff, like for today.
Right.
So we're talking about using psychology to, you know, manipulate mm-hmm. and influence like individuals and even whole populations.
Wow.
I know, right? We've got this book, Psychological Warfare, Tools of Covert Operations.
Oh, yeah.
And it really lays out how governments, especially like during the Cold War, they actually weaponized psychology.
I see.
And we've got some declassified documents, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, about some pretty shocking experiments, actually, on people who had no idea what was going on.
Really?
Yeah, and the thing is, these tactics, it wasn't just, like, isolated incidents. They were used to shape, like, entire societies.
Oh, why?
Think, like, propaganda, subliminal messaging in the media, all this stuff to make people think and act in certain ways.
It's pretty powerful stuff.
So where did this all begin?
Well, I mean, propaganda... It was really refined during World War One and Two,
right.
But especially Nazi propaganda.
Oh, yeah.
That was like chillingly effective.
It was.
Yeah, the book, it actually shares this story.
Okay.
About a survivor. And their whole family was torn apart just by like the fear mm-hmm. and all the manipulation that the Nazis were like spreading.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really powerful example of how deeply
yeah.
these tactics can like... impact people
just from a message.
Yeah, just from a message.
And it can break up families,
right?
And even change the course of history.
Absolutely. And you know what, those techniques didn't go away after the war either.
Oh, really?
Nope. Governments they picked them up, even like enhanced them
during the Cold War.
Yep.
So there was like a psychological arms race going on too.
Exactly. It was like this whole other level of conflict.
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay,
the Cold War, I mean, it was paranoia, suspicion, everyone's like looking over their shoulder.
Right.
And it seems like both sides were willing to go to extremes.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us to MKUltra.
Oh, yeah.
The CIA's mind control program, the infamous one.
Yeah, MKUltra and the Soviets had their own version too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So both sides are doing this.
Both sides trying to figure out how to, you know, control people's minds.
That's like something out of a movie.
I know, right.
What did they, like, actually DO in these experiments?
They used drugs.
Yeah.
Sensory deprivation. I mean, you name it. It's crazy.
Wow.
And the worst part is the families, they had no idea what was happening.
Oh, man.
It's like, imagine your loved one.
Yeah.
They're recruited for this top secret government thing.
Yeah.
And then they either disappear or they come back totally different.
Oh, that's awful.
It's heartbreaking.
So what were they, like, hoping to achieve? Were they actually able to, like, control minds?
Well, they wanted to create what they called a Manchurian candidate.
What's that?
So it's someone who's basically programmed to do things, but they're not even aware of it.
Whoa.
Like their conscious mind's totally bypassed.
So they're like robots almost.
Kind of, yeah. But the results, they were mixed.
Okay.
And a lot of the program's still classified, actually.
Ah, so we don't even know the full story.
Not even close.
But I mean, ethically, it's a nightmare.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it makes you question, like, how far can science go?
Yeah.
And what happens when, you know, this knowledge gets into the wrong hands?
It's scary to think about.
It really is.
You said there was a Soviet version?
Yeah, the Soviet defector, he spilled the beans about their program.
Oh, wow.
And that basically started this whole psychological arms race.
So both sides are trying to, like, one-up each other.
Exactly. It's like a whole secret war
yeah.
happening alongside the, you know, the more obvious conflicts.
It's crazy.
It is. It's this whole other battleground, but it's like in the mind.
Okay, so we'll get into the ethics of it all a bit later, but I'm really curious about
yep.
the actual methods they used. Like, how do you even begin to control someone's mind?
Well, they tried a lot of things, but one of the most infamous was LSD.
LSD, the drug.
Yep, that's the one.
What? Why could they use that?
They thought that it could break down someone's inhibitions.
Okay.
And make them more susceptible to suggestion.
Oh, I see.
So it's all about like bypassing their defenses, you know?
So they could control them.
Exactly, get into that subconscious.
That's messed up.
Yeah, pretty disturbing stuff.
What about hypnosis? How did that fit in?
Hypnosis. Oh, they loved that. Yeah,
Really?
they thought they could use it to like plant suggestions or even create false memories.
Whoa. So like they could make someone do something and they
Yeah.
wouldn't even re remember it.
Exactly.
That's terrifying.
It is. It's like imagine someone carrying out a mission,
Yeah.
but they have absolutely no memory of it.
That's wild.
Yeah, pretty freaky stuff.
How did they find people to like agree to this?
Well, sometimes they had volunteers, but often they targeted people who were already vulnerable.
Oh, like who?
Prisoners, psychiatric patients, even soldiers. These
Wow.
people, they were coerced or tricked into it.
Oh man, so they didn't even know what they were getting into.
Not a clue, and they definitely didn't understand the risks.
Yeah, that's a really dark chapter in history.
And it is.
And it makes you think, like, how far will governments go in the name of, you know, national security?
Right.
And it's sad because a lot of those victims,
Yeah.
they ended up with trauma.
Oh, yeah. Lasting trauma, psychological scars, the whole nine yards.
And some of them, they died.
Under mysterious circumstances.
Yeah, before they could even tell their stories.
It's tragic.
It's like we're talking about psychological operations, but we forget that there are real people who went through unimaginable stuff.
Absolutely. And we have some accounts in our sources
Okay.
from MKUltra survivors.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's tough to listen to.
I bet.
But their testimonies, they're so important
Yeah.
because they show us the real human cost of these experiments, you know.
We have to remember that.
You do.
It's not just about the methods, it's about the impact.
Absolutely. The impact on the individuals, their families, everyone.
Okay, so we talked about LSD, hypnosis, but I'm curious about the other stuff the CIA used. Like,
Oh.
what else was in their toolbox for mind control?
Well, they tried a lot of things, but sensory deprivation was a big one.
Sensory deprivation. What's
Yeah. So
that?
basically, they take away all your senses, sight, sound, touch, everything.
Everything.
Yeah, like they'd put people in these isolation chambers
Wow.
or tanks filled with salt water, totally cut off from the world.
That sounds like really
It
disorienting.
was incredibly isolating, too.
And what were they hoping to achieve with that?
They thought that by messing with your senses,
Okay.
they could make you more suggestible.
I see.
So easier to manipulate, you know.
So, like, they're breaking you down mentally
Pretty much, yeah. It was all about like weakening those
so
defenses.
they could control you.
Exactly. Get right into your mind.
That's messed up.
It was a very controversial technique. And ethically, I mean,
Yeah.
it's pretty clear there are some big problems there.
Imagine going through that not knowing why.
Right. No consent, no understanding.
Just like completely at their mercy.
It's a scary thought.
It is. It's like they're trying to erase who you are
Yeah.
and then just like replace it with something they can control.
That's a good way to put it.
And this wasn't just in labs, right?
Nope. There's evidence they were testing this stuff on the public.
So they were using like regular people as guinea pigs.
Basically, yeah, without them knowing, of course.
That's awful.
It's dark, really dark.
And it just makes you question like the boundaries of science and, you know, the government's responsibility to protect people.
Absolutely.
It's like, where's the line?
The question we're still grappling with today.
Yeah. And it reminds us that like knowledge isn't always a good thing.
Right, especially when it's driven by power and secrecy.
Okay, so we've talked about the origins, the CIA, MKUltra,
Yeah.
but what about the people behind these programs?
Oh, the scientists?
Yeah, like what made them tick?
It's fascinating, really, but also like really unsettling. I
Yeah.
mean, these were brilliant people, but they crossed so many ethical lines.
I don't understand how someone could do that.
It's hard to fathom, right?
Yeah, like how could they justify these experiments?
Well, some thought they were serving a higher purpose.
Like national security.
Exactly, like it was all for the greater good.
Okay.
But others, maybe they were just seduced by the, you know, pushing the boundaries of science.
So like ambition.
Ambition, maybe a lack of empathy. It's
That's a
complicated.
mix of things.
It is. But it shows that even the smartest people
Yeah.
can be corrupted by power or, you know, misguided by ideology.
And we have this story in our sources about this young scientist. They were so excited to be part of this research. They thought they were doing something amazing, but then,
But then they saw what was really going on.
yeah, and they were horrified
It's a good lesson for all of us, I think,
about
about, you know, thinking critically.
Okay.
And being aware of the ethical implications.
Even when you're under pressure.
Even when you're under pressure, exactly.
Because good intentions aren't always enough.
They're not.
You can end up doing terrible things.
Absolutely. If you don't stop and think about the consequences.
It's a powerful lesson.
It is, and is relevant to everyone, not just scientists.
Yeah, all of us have a responsibility to think about the ethics of our actions.
Especially when it comes to, you know, controlling or manipulating others.
It's not just about psychology, it's about everything.
It's about being a good human.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Thanks.
Okay, so we've covered a lot in this first part.
We have.
The origins and cultura, all this, this dark side of psychology.
Yeah.
But we're just getting started.
Oh, there's so much more to explore.
So join us for part two. We'll talk more about the ethics,
okay,
the impact on individuals, and how psychological warfare has changed in the digital age.
Sounds good.
See you there.
See you there. Welcome back.
In the last part, we got really deep into MKUltra and all those Cold War experiments. Like, a lot to think about, you know?
It is.
I'm wondering, can we maybe step back for a second?
Okay.
And talk about the ethics of all this?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's super important.
We're not just talking about, you know, hypothetical stuff here.
Yeah.
These are real people whose lives were, like, totally messed up by this.
Yeah, sometimes permanently.
The trauma that these people went through, it's huge.
It's a major ethical concern, for sure.
And it's not just the people who were directly targeted either, right?
I know, not at all.
What about their families, the communities that were, like, torn apart by all this misinformation?
Absolutely. The ripple effects are enormous.
It makes you think, like, what is the role of government?
Mm.
Where do we draw the line with scientific inquiry?
Right. How far is too far?
And what about truth? Like, what even is truth anymore?
Yeah. It's a really slippery slope.
Things get so blurry, especially during times of conflict.
Yeah. When national security is at stake, people start to rationalize things.
Like, the end justifies the means, right?
Right. But who gets to decide that?
And so much of this was kept secret for, like, decades.
That's one of the most disturbing things about it.
It's like a hidden history, this whole shadow world.
It really is.
Where anything goes.
And it's thanks to whistleblowers and journalists that we even know about this stuff.
People like Edward Snowden.
Yeah, he risked everything.
To expose the truth.
He's a true hero in my book.
They really sparked a conversation, you know.
Yeah, a global conversation.
About privacy, security, government power.
Especially in the digital age.
It's a conversation we need to be having.
Absolutely. Now more than ever.
Okay, so let's talk about that. The present day.
Okay.
How has psychological warfare, like, evolved?
Well, social media is a big one.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
It's become this incredibly powerful tool.
For manipulation.
For manipulation, for influencing people. Governments are using it, corporations, even individuals.
It's like a constant information war online.
It is, and we're all caught in the crossfire.
You see these narratives being shaped, all this division.
And those algorithms, they're designed to keep us hooked.
And they create these echo chambers, right?
Exactly. So you only see what confirms your beliefs.
Which just makes the divisions even worse.
It's a vicious cycle.
And then there's misinformation, disinformation, all of that.
They're spreading like wildfire.
It's impossible to know what's real anymore.
It feels like truth itself is under attack.
We're constantly being bombarded with all this stuff. It's overwhelming.
And it's not just a theoretical problem either.
What do you mean?
We're seeing real-world consequences.
Like what?
Political extremism, violence, social unrest.
All fueled by this online propaganda. So this isn't just a relic of the Cold War.
Nope. It's happening right now.
It's terrifying.
It is. It's a new battleground, but it's in our minds.
Okay, so this is all pretty bleak.
Yeah.
What can we do about it? How do we protect ourselves?
It's the million-dollar question, right?
It feels impossible sometimes.
I know, but there are things we can do.
Okay, like what?
Well, we talked about critical thinking last time.
Yeah, but how do we actually use that?
It starts with becoming more aware of your own biases.
Okay, so everyone has biases.
Everyone, and they can make us vulnerable.
So, like, if I have strong opinions about something, I'm more likely to believe information that supports those opinions.
Exactly, even if it's not true.
So, step one, be aware of your biases.
Exactly, recognize them.
Okay, what else?
Be a savvy media consumer.
What does that mean?
Check your sources, look for evidence-based reporting, be wary of those clickbait headlines.
So, don't believe everything you read online.
Pretty much, yeah. And diversify your information sources.
Oh, so don't just rely on one news outlet.
No, get information from a variety of perspectives.
That makes sense. It's like the more viewpoints I see,
Yeah.
the less likely I am to be trapped in an echo chamber.
Exactly. You're breaking free from those filter bubbles.
Okay, I'm getting this. What else?
Pay attention to your emotional responses.
My
Yeah,
emotions.
like if you're reading something and you get angry
Oh, I see.
or scared or really excited, take a step back.
Why?
Because those strong emotions can cloud our judgment.
And make us more easily manipulated.
Exactly. So cultivate that healthy skepticism.
So it's like being a detective,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah. I like that analogy.
Always questioning, looking for clues.
Looking for bias, manipulation, all of that.
And it's okay to be unsure, right?
Of course. And it's okay to change your mind.
As you learn more.
Exactly. Critical thinking is a journey, not a destination.
I'm starting to see how all these things can help.
It's about building
In
resilience.
the face of all this manipulation.
Yeah, it's about taking back control of your own mind.
That's empowering.
It is. You're not helpless.
It's not about being paranoid,
Right. It's
but
about being discerning.
choosing what you believe, how you react.
Exactly. You have agency.
This has been a lot,
I know, it's a lot to take in.
but it's been fascinating
Yeah.
and honestly, a bit scary.
It's heavy stuff, but knowledge is power.
That's true.
And by knowing about these tactics,
Yeah.
we can start to combat them.
I'm thinking about all the people who've been affected by this. The victims of UNCULTRA, the people targeted by misinformation online.
Their stories are important.
They are. It's a reminder of what's at stake.
Absolutely, but there's hope too, you know?
Yeah, I was just thinking
The
that.
human spirit is resilient.
And we can learn, we can adapt,
With you.
and we can challenge manipulation.
Yes, demand transparency.
Fight for a world where truth wins.
That's what we need to do.
We can't be passive.
We have to be informed, engaged.
And think critically.
Exactly.
We'll continue this in the next part. We'll talk about more specific strategies for
Sounds good.
navigating this crazy information world.
And protecting ourselves.
Stay tuned. Welcome back. So, we've talked about a lot of heavy stuff,
We have.
but like the big question is, what do we do about it?
Right. How do we protect ourselves from all this manipulation?
Especially with like so much information out there.
Yeah, it can feel overwhelming.
It does.
But there are things we can do.
Okay, good.
We talked about critical thinking, but
Yeah, that's like a big concept.
it is, so let's get more practical.
Okay, I like that.
One of the best things you can do is develop source awareness.
Source
Yeah,
awareness.
basically pay attention to where information is coming from.
So, like, who's saying it?
Exactly. And why they might be saying it.
Oh, so it's not just about what they're saying.
Nope, it's about their motivations, their biases, all of that.
Like, are they trying to sell me something?
Maybe. Or maybe they have a political agenda.
I see. So it's like being a detective.
I love that analogy.
Looking for clues.
Yeah, to figure out if you can trust the information.
So, like, if I'm reading an article, I should think about like who wrote it.
Exactly. Is it a reputable news organization,
Okay.
or is it like some random website with a clear bias?
I get it. It's easy to just like read stuff and not think about that.
It is, especially online. Everything's so fast-paced.
So how do I like become more source aware?
Well, one easy thing is to Google the author or the website.
Okay.
See what other people are saying about them.
Oh, so like check their reputation.
Exactly. See if they're known for being accurate there.
Or if they're like known for spreading misinformation.
Right. You want to get your information from sources you can trust.
Makes sense, like checking references before you hire someone.
Exactly.
Okay, so I've checked the source. What else?
Look for evidence-based reporting. Yeah,
Evidence-based.
like do they cite their sources?
Okay.
Do they have data to back up their claims?
So they're not just making stuff up.
Right. If it's a good article, they'll have facts, evidence, all of that.
Okay, substance over sensationalism.
I like that.
But what about social media?
Social media, that's a whole other
It
chance.
is. It's like a breeding ground for
It
misinformation.
is, and it's often disguised as, you know, memes or funny
Oh,
videos.
yeah, I've totally fallen for that before.
It happens to all of us.
You see something shared by a friend and you think, oh, it must be true, but then.
It's totally fake.
Yeah, so we have to be extra careful on social media.
Absolutely. Don't take anything at face value.
So, like, if I see something crazy, I should check it out first.
Before you share it, yeah,
Are
definitely.
there any tools that can help with that?
There are some great fact-checking websites.
Oh.
Snopes, PolitiFact, they can help you figure out what's real.
I'll have to check those out.
And look for signs of manipulation, like doctored images, videos taken out of context.
Right, so it's like being a detective again.
Always be investigating.
I'm feeling a bit more confident now.
Good. That's the goal.
It's not about being paranoid. No. It's about being discerning.
Exactly. Thinking critically about what you see.
Taking control of what I believe.
Yes. Reclaiming that agency.
We have the power.
We do.
It's not all doom and gloom.
It's not. There's hope.
You know, I think it's important to be curious, too.
Oh, absolutely. Curiosity is key.
Don't just stay in your own little bubble.
Right. Get out there. Expose yourself to different viewpoints.
Even if they make me uncomfortable.
Even if they make you uncomfortable. Yeah.
It's good to be challenged.
It is. You might learn something new.
And it's okay to change my mind.
Of course. It's all about growth.
This has been...
quite a journey.
It has. It's been dark, but also hopeful.
I think so, too.
Knowledge is power, right?
Absolutely.
So the more we know about this stuff,
yeah,
the better we can protect ourselves.
And the more we can fight back against manipulation.
We've talked about source awareness, critical thinking, all these tools, but ultimately, it's up to us.
It is.
To protect our own minds.
To make conscious choices.
About what we consume, what we believe.
Exactly.
So keep questioning, keep exploring, keep learning.
And stay vigilant.
Thanks for joining us on this Depth Dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Remember, stay curious, stay informed, and stay empowered.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.